You know, we're not always so privileged to daven in such a beautiful minyan during the week or whatever it is. Sometimes we have to daven other minyanim, and they don't always daven at the same speed that this minyan does. So we find ourselves, if we have to daven bikviyut in a different minyan, we often find ourselves davening and missing kedusha. We end up davening shmon esrei until when they're saying tachanun, and it can be very difficult. Let's say you have to daven this minyan every day, you miss kedusha every single day. So what are you supposed to do? So Chacham Avadia was asked this question by Rav Yehoshua Sharabani. Rav Yehoshua Sharabani, people don't know, Chacham Ben Tzion HaBashal, Rosh Yeshiva Prat Yosef, Ben Chaim's Rebbe, was the grandson-in-law of Chacham Rav Yehoshua Sharabani. Chacham Ben Tzion's father-in-law was Rav Yosef Chaim Sharabani. His father was Rav Yehoshua Sharabani. Who was he? He was one of the Talmidim of the Ben Ishchai who made Aliyah towards the end of the life of the Ben Ishchai, along with Rav Tzadka Chutzin and the Kaf HaChaim. All these Talmidim of the Ben Ishchai made Aliyah. He came together to Yerushalayim. One of them was of Yehoshua Sharabani. Yehoshua Sharabani was a Mikubal Atzum, who used to, after he reached the age of 40 or 50, he already stopped learning Mikle, he only learned Nistar. So much so that when he was on his deathbed in the hospital, his great grandchildren came to visit him, and they came to visit him. He asked them, "What are you guys learning?" He said that we're learning Kiddushin in Yeshiva. He said, "Oh, really?" And he starts talking to them and learning whatever Suya they were learning, and throughout the Masechet, he's really holding in the entire thing. When they left their grandfather, great grandfather of Yosef, Chaim Sharabani, their grandfather told them, "You should know he hasn't opened a Masechet Kiddushin in 40 years. 40 years he hasn't opened Masechet Kiddushin. He knows the entire thing backwards and forwards. Rishonim Achronim." That was a Chacham Atzum in Nikle and Yistar, Chacham Yehoshua Sharabani. You can imagine such a person doesn't daven a fast Shmoneh Esrei. Such a person has really intense kavanot in Nigle and Nistar when he daven. So he asks Chacham Avadia, Yabi Omer Chelek Bet Siman Zayin. He asks Chacham Avadia, "What am I supposed to do? I daven, I'm a little bit slower than everybody else. I want to make Kiddusha, so how do I daven with everybody else?" So Avadia says, "There's a big problem. If you want to start, let's say you want to start Shmoneh Esrei a little bit earlier. There are a few gemarot and halachot. You're not allowed to start davening ahead of the tzibur. So what are you supposed to do? You also can't go past them and miss Kiddusha." So Rav Avadia suggests, he goes through the poskim and explains what the hagdarot are of this halacha of not davening ahead of the tzibur. And Rav Avadia says that if you pace yourself in such a way, Rav Shechter actually does this every Friday. When Rav Shechter goes every Friday, he goes to the OU. He's the posik for the OU kashrut. You know, all the OUs you see, there's a factory behind every product with an OU on it, and there's a psak halacha behind every factory. So Rav Shechter is the psak halacha behind every factory, or Rav Belsky, whatever. So Rav Shechter, when he goes to the OU, he has to dive in a little bit earlier than the yeshiva minyan, and he takes the subway all the way down to Battery Park. He goes to the OU office, and he passes there all day long, and he comes back. So they dive in at 7 o'clock in Breuer's, in the German shul on Broadway, and they dive in very fast. So he's not going to make Kiddusha. He's diving there every Friday. He needs to dive in faster. So what if he does exactly this teshuvah? He says, you start Pisukei de Zimra, when they're saying Berachot. When they're saying Pisukei de Zimra, you're already at Az Yashir. When they get to Yishtabach, you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema. And when they get to Emet Ve'yatziv, you stand up, say Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'i Yisrael, and start davening Shemoneh Esrei. This way, it's not so nikar. The guy who's standing on the side and still saying Shemoneh Esrei, when we're saying Tachanun, when everybody sees him. But when everybody's in the middle saying Kriyat Shema, nobody's paying attention. Why did this guy stand up and start bowing? It's not so nikar. And already at that point, Rav Avadia says, you probably will be saying a lot of Shemoneh Esrei at the same time as the tzibur, so you can do that, and that's not considered going ahead of the tzibur. So this way, you know, you pace yourself correctly, so that when they finish Kriyat Shema, you start Shmoneh Esrei, you chop a few berachot of Shmoneh Esrei, and that's fine. And then at the end of Tefillah, you're still going to have a long Shmoneh Esrei, so you still need a lot more time. At the end of your Tefillah, you don't want them to wait for you, and you don't want it to look like you're standing out of place. So what you do is, when you say, Yuluratzom Refiv, Yolni Milifanecha, after you say the first one, after Sim Shalom, you take 3 steps back and pretend like you finished your Shmoneh Esrei. You take your 3 steps back and you stand there, but you do it in such a way that you can continue your Shmoneh Esrei, Elohai Netzor, and then whatever Bakashot you have left, you continue that way, and this way you let them do Chazar Chazar Dashat, they think that you're put the minyan. You start Chazar Dashat, they let them start Chazar Dashat, and then by the time they get up to saying Nachti Shach, so then you finish and say, Oseh Shalom, take your 3 bows, and then walk forward and say Nachti Shach. That way, from beginning to end, you're really davening with the Tzibur. You made them think that you were with them like 100%, not really 100%. You didn't say amen to Magen Avraham, but okay, no big deal. As long as there are other people saying it, hopefully. And that way you chap tefillah betzibur. That's the etzar Rav Ovadia gives, especially for Rabbanim. Rabbi Cohen in Great Neck does this every single day. If you watch him, every single day he takes his 3 steps back, but he keeps going. And then nobody notices. When they start saying Akdishah, he goes like this, and then he walks 3 steps forward, and then he didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei, he just kept going. He walked 3 steps back. Rav Shechter once told me it doesn't really matter what point in Elohai Nitzvah you take your 3 steps back, it's all okay. Rabbi Balanes once argued with me that this is like a halakha. What are you talking about? This is a little teshuvah, it's not for everybody to do. So I once asked Rav Avraham Yosef, the chief rabbi of Cholon, I once asked him online. Here's a website you can talk to him on. It's great, Moreshet. So I asked Rav Avraham Yosef, like, what's the deal here? Is this halacha okay or not? And he said, I can be me'id for you, shanim al gabe shanim. My father did this every single day, every single day. My father did this. You can't start early for Mincha and Arvit. Mincha and Arvit, you have to have the Kaddish before. For Shachar, you can start early. But for Mincha and Arvit, you can also do this whole taking your 3 steps back early thing and faking that you're done. So that's what Rav Avadia did every single day. His son was made for us. And Stam, it's just enjoyable to see how the history behind the halakha of Yehoshua Sha'arbani, which for us is like a figment of history. He's just a guy in a history book. I saw it in the autobiography of Chacham Ben Sion. It talks about him. Harav Ben Chaim used to walk around Yerushalayim and see these people with his own eyes, experience this when he with his own eyes. He once told me how when he was a kid, he was the Baal Korei in Chacham Yehoshua Sharabani's shul. And Rav Yehoshua Sharabani used to yell at Rav Ben Chaim and say, you don't know how to read. You read better. Esav. He used to give him a lot of problems. So much so that Rav Ben Chaim almost quit. And then like eventually he's like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'll leave you alone now. Keep reading. You're doing a good job. It's amazing to see how we read a Teshuvah written. It's a tough shin bet. 75 years ago, this Tisha B'Av was written. Rav Ben Chaim was 75 years ago was living in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh with these people walking around in flesh and blood. And it's important to realize we have such a rich Masorah, such an amazing Rebbe. You should take advantage of him. Have a great day.